Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
A typical week. A lot of people will be traveling. A lot of people will be off Thursday and Friday. Festivities continue into Monday. And that said, we think of people who need our help. And right now, that need is great. Joining us, Brian Gulish, a friend who's Vice President Marketing Communications, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We went through this very challenging time with the shutdown for many, and now that that has eased somewhat, curious, as we get ready for this Thanksgiving week, what is the demand and what has it been like this late fall heading to winter?
Yeah, so even with the federal aid resuming, you know, we are bracing for record demand throughout the rest of the year, the holiday season. And just to put that in perspective, over the last 2 weeks, we distributed or we pushed out more than 2 million pounds of food out of our warehouse, which prior to the week of November 10th, we had never pushed a million pounds of food out in 1 week. That week, we pushed out 1.2 million pounds of food. And then last week, the week of the 17th, another million pounds of food. So the food is still going out. We're still seeing the demand. It's going to take time for, even though benefits are flowing again, it's going to take time for everybody to get back on their feet. And then again, particularly the seasonal pressures like the holidays and weather as well. So you have a heating costs now that are playing into effect. People have to make those difficult choices.
And clearly there are people who maybe have never reached out before doing just that now.
Yes, we've seen incredible call volume coming through, more foot traffic directly to our headquarters and our market on site in Duquesne and our entire pantry network. We've seen reports coming in of increased traffic across the board. So again, individuals who, for one reason or another, either they were unemployed due to the federal shutdown or benefits had stopped flowing, they'd seen a need for the first time in their own lives. And again, we're just trying to be the best mission-driven organization, open our doors, provide that sense of welcoming and dignity to individuals and families who need food.
Is there something special we need to know about this Thanksgiving week? I know a lot of organizations try to reach out and at least provide a meal for a day. You obviously provide millions of pounds of food and meals throughout the year, but I'm curious, this week, anything in addition we should be aware of?
Yeah, so many of our partners have special Thanksgiving meals. I know that a lot of our, for instance, Light of Life, I know they do the big event up there every Thanksgiving. But another big event that's going to happen tomorrow down at PNC Park, it's the 5th annual Berg Proud Thanksgiving distribution. That's when the Penguins, Pirates, and Steelers come together. They unite forces for one day. And we work with them and Giant Eagle to provide Thanksgiving turkeys and food to more than 300 families tomorrow.
So where do we need to go and what time, Brian?
So that is 1:30 to 3:30. It'll be down at the cul-de-sac at Mazeroski Way. And you can line up down North Shore Drive. It is first come, first serve. And I know that the teams have prepared for more than 300. They'll have some gift cards available if they're able to receive that turkey or box food that we'll be providing.
So we thank the Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, and Giant Eagle. And the work you do. That's 1:30 to 3:30 right down there at PNC Park tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. And that said, I know you could use help anytime, so we ask the people if they can give to PittsburghFoodBank.org. And before you go, Brian, I want people who don't know how expansive the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they think maybe only one place, but you have many, many satellite partners.
Yeah, so we serve 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania through more than 1,000 agency partners and programs. The one county that's not in our service area, Westmoreland, they actually have a standalone food bank that is also part of Feeding America, as are we, the Westmoreland Food Bank. So if you're in Westmoreland County listening, I encourage you to go to the Westmoreland County Food Bank website and find the resources there for that county as well.
Appreciate the work you guys do each and every day, Brian. Thank you, and I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Larry. Thanks.
Ryan Gulish, Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Again, that event tomorrow, the fifth annual, 1:30 to 3:30 at PNC Park tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.